in a family that didn't have a lot of money, but what we had was a lot of opportunity. So I went to great public schools. I would hang out on Saturday afternoons in the public library, explore the city on public transit, learn to swim very badly at a public pool.
This is Laura Locke, editor of Colby Times. This fall, we enjoyed an engaging and really enjoyable time hanging out with Calgary Mayor Nahed Nenshi, talking about his family's story as immigrants to Canada and his own hopes for Canada's future. Here are a few highlights of our conversation.
You know, people always ask me when I was elected, you know, what did you think about being the first Muslim mayor? And I always said, you know, I never in my life thought there was any job I couldn't do in Canada because of my faith. And I don't think there is. Well, I probably couldn't be a rabbi, but, you know, I think that's the trade-off you make. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of folks who don't live that reality mm-hmm. are sometimes surprised that racial behavior exists, but also surprised that in many ways it doesn't impact your ability to live a good life. Mm-hmm. And that's the difficult balance you have to do. Very short period of time, in the last, I would say, 18 or 20 months, is that there's a lot of festering anger and bitterness and intolerance and out-and-out hatred that was never that far below the surface. So in my own life, I can probably count on one hand or two hands the number of racist or Islamophobic statements that I received in the first 5.5 years of being mayor. Today, every day. So when you look at those kids in Charlottesville, in their 20s, these are kids who grew up on Sesame Street, who've gone to schools with people of every kind of background, and this is the results. So we talk a lot about radicalization. We talk a lot about radicalization of young Muslim men. Why don't we ever talk about how these guys got radicalized and what happened? And how we can prevent that. And I think we have to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. This is, I think, a dangerous moment. And it's extremely important for those of us who are decent human beings, the vast, vast, vast majority of us, who want to stand up for one another to do that. Mm-hmm. And I always say that politicians have a role to play. Certainly we do. We have microphones, we have megaphones, mm-hmm. we have pulpits, and we need to use those. Mm-hmm. But the real change happens when everyday people use their everyday voices mm-hmm. in standing up to this stuff and speaking out for the kinds of communities that we really want and need. And I think we've gotten a bit complacent.
Thanks to Mayor Nenshi for generously spending time with us, and to the artist Poddington Bear for sharing his sweet music.